I'm going to go back to fiction. This is a short story. It's only a few pages. Sometimes when I'm kind of brain dead, you know, I'm real comfortable writing in first person, even though for the first 8 years of writing in my life, I wrote in third person because I was scared writing first person because I thought, I don't want anybody thinking that's really me because I'm an idiot. But I'm real comfortable in first person, but sometimes I'll just kind of, you know, two or three times a year, I'll try to write something in third person. And then sometimes I'll just try second person. And the couple times I have, it's kind of worked out, you know. So this book and kind of all my books are kind of like old country songs. They're either about people having a job and hating it, people being unemployed and wanting a job, people being in a relationship and wanting to get out of it, people who are lonely and wanting to be in a relationship. You know, there's like nothing in between. So this is a story, and a lot of the stories are about people living in a very small, usually ex-textile town and wanting to get the hell out, or wanting the ex-textile town to grow and become, you know, kind of like all these towns around here have become, to renovate. And so this story is called What Could Have Been. Take a left out of the driveway. Take a left at the stop sign. Drive to the first convenience store, which used to be a 7-Eleven or pantry or Quickway, but now offers scratch cards and fuel perks. Take another left-hand turn. Get in the slow lane. Drive past the elementary school that looks nothing like the one you attended. A row of brick ranch-style houses, maybe a set of clapboard mill village houses. At the light, there will be a McDonald's here. Take a right, past the Dollar General or the Dollar Tree or the Dollar Store. Look to the left and see how the pawn shop sells guns and buys gold as always. Past the grocery store, they used to house a different chain. They used to house a different chain. They used to house a different chain. Publix, Bilo, Foodline, Ingles, Winn-Dixie, Community Cash, IGA, Piggly Wiggly. You'll try to remember the succession. The same will occur at the Bank of America, Nations Bank, First Union, CNS, that other longtime local savings and loan where you started a checking account in high school. Drive past a barrage of fast food restaurants that includes a Burger King, Hardee's, Dairy Queen, Sonic, Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's, Pizza Inn, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Little Caesars, KFC, Bojangles, Captain D's, etc. Outback, Chili's, Ruby Tuesday, Applebee's, Moe's Southwestern, TGIF. Subway, another McDonald's, Firehouse Subs, Taco Bell, another Bojangles, Ryan's, Red Lobster, IHOP, and so on. Huddle House, Waffle House, Cracker Barrel, Shoney's. This will take about 2 miles. In between, there will be a Walmart, a vacant Kmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, and Big Lots. Exxon, Texaco, BP, Citgo, Shell, Kangaroo, Sunoco, none of which have full service or mechanics available who can fix a flat or check transmission fluid. Take another right onto the four-lane road that used to be a two-lane country road 40 years earlier, where you and your friends drove around smoking cigarettes, drank Miller Ponies, pulled over with the overhead light on into rusty gated pasture entrances so someone could fumble with zigzag rolling papers. Drive past the dilapidated wooden building that housed the little store where your father bought knee-high grape sodas or new grape. It's the place where the owner got murdered and the police never caught a killer. Or it's the place that the owner's children didn't want to operate, seeing as their father sent them off to college. Or it's the place where the owner had diabetes so advanced that the doctor said a leg needed amputation and the owner felt as if he had no better choice, what with all the grocery stores nearby, than to put a shotgun in his mouth behind the ancient tree behind the property. One of your friends used to claim that a man got hanged from the lowest branch of that tree. One of your friends carved his initials, plus the initials of, say, and guy in that tree. Years later, 20 years later, you figured out that the AG really stood for a boy who didn't smoke cigarettes, roll joints, or drink from tiny beer bottles. Alan Gray or Alvin Gillespie or Aaron Giles. He was the boy who got accepted to a college where no one from your hometown went, and he made a mark on the world before dying in a tragic manner, not much different from the owner of the store where your father bought bygone classic sodas, which made him smile. Pass a junk shop that holds as much merchandise outside as inside the cement block building. There's a sale on drive-in speakers. You're not that far away. Pass a subdivision of look-alike houses wherein all the roads are named for British monarchy. Pass a subdivision of look-alike houses wherein all the roads are named for famous golf courses of the world. Pass a subdivision of look-alike houses wherein all the roads are named for Ivy League colleges. Pass a subdivision of look-alike houses wherein all the roads are named for Native American accoutrements. You will reach the land where the drive-in movie theater once stood. The screen structure remains, though the front of it's peeled away. Metal posts stand without their speakers, like the headless parking meters at the beginning of Cool Hand Luke, which you probably saw here. You should park your vehicle and walk these grounds, already scoured by men and women with metal detectors, already used for a makeshift flea market that somehow failed, already surveyed for a three cul-de-sac subdivision called Hollywood Hills that will offer nothing but drainage problems for the houses built closest to the screen. Go to the back row, or at least where you think the back row might have been. Forget about the snack bar slash projection booth. Weave through high weeds to the back row and think about how the windows fogged up. Think about how you never, through all of your pre-planning, imagine what difficulties a steering wheel might offer, or how the seats might nearly concuss both of you after pulling the levers, or how you tried to maneuver into the back seat as if you'd had experience as a rock climber and high hurdler. Think about the difficulties both of you encountered, brought about by a triple row of brassiere metal eye hooks there on your first real date, or at least the first date remembered. Think about the bad acting, the car chase, the unreal setting, the chainsaw, the shark, the blob, the giant insect, the monster, the seemingly normal neighbor with the unruly, untoward, and despicable urges. Think about tires on gravel and how you hope the driver continued on, that it wasn't anybody you knew, that it wasn't your parents. Were there swing sets down by the screen where children played before the movie? Did you think to yourself, those poor idiot parents bringing their children to a place like this on a Saturday night? Was there some kind of coming attractions? Did you say to the person next to you, I got your coming attractions, and think it was the wittiest thing ever said? Sorry about that. Stand on that spot. Stand where you think your Opel, Datsun, Ford, Chevy, Buick, Toyota, MG Midget, or parents Lincoln or Cadillac might have stood. Look at the compromise screen. Go ahead and say, fucking A, how did I make it this far? Say, Jesus Christ, all that bad living, all those close calls, what could have been? What could have been? What could have been? Then there's the mother or father standing there 30 minutes after curfew and the story you have memorized. You have 20 lies, all of which you'll recycle for the rest of your life, though you didn't know it then, in the driveway, looking at your hand on the gear shift, thinking about putting it in reverse. Okay, so that one's called What Could Have Been.